I want to start with Tshuva Amitit. I already wrote the 10 steps to Tshuva. We are all in a very desperate situation. Don't let anyone belittle the danger that is hanging in the air over our heads. We are now in a time of judgment, desperate judgment. It is not a court that has a lot of time. It is a desperate court, the kind that is set up when people are in a desperate situation and big decisions must be made. Listen, I will tell you the only way to get out of this court with positive results, by tshuva, massive tshuva. Only that can save. You are all asking, how can we be held responsible for all those that are so stubborn and don't want to change their ways? Remember that the pasuk that says, open a small opening, and I will open the opening to the opening of a great hall, that still applies to us today. We must all make the greatest effort to change that which we personally can. We must ask Hashem to open the hearts of those that are so stubborn in order that they should see the truth. Miracles do happen and can happen. It is in the hands of those who understand it. It is in the hands of those who already know the truth. The ignorant will be awakened if the knowing truly beg Hashem for that. But it must start with us, all the Frum Yidden. We are the nucleus of this special nation. We must do something because we will be held responsible for neglecting this very important mission. The next preparation for ourselves in a time of crisis is cleaning out our mouths. What comes out of our mouths cannot ever be retrieved. You all heard this already. This is the time to apply all that you've learned about Shmiras HaLoshon. This time is a time of crisis. We must do all that we can to perfect ourselves. We need our mouths to be pure for the saying of Tehillim, for davening, for the begging to Hashem for Rachmonus. It can't be the same mouth that is sullying our friend's reputation. One cannot use the same kli for both good and bad at the same time. If we want our tefillahs to make a difference, we must clean out our mouths and use it only for Kedusha. The next step is to clean out our homes. I know that Yisrael started this, but I want to elaborate. Our homes are our Beis HaMikdash. We live in our homes in Kedusha. That is the way a Jewish home should be, a Beis HaMikdash of Kedusha. Sometimes we allow foreign matter to seep in and affect the Kedusha in our homes. We don't pay much attention to this, for we are busy and it doesn't seem to be important at the time. But now, when our homes are vulnerable to the outside destruction, we must check very carefully and remove anything that doesn't belong in a house of Kedusha. Not just TV, not just video, not just inappropriate books. All outside things that have no purpose in a Jewish home, like secular books, secular magazines, secular advertisements, statues, and artwork that are not appropriate for a Beis HaMikdash. Anything that is questionable for a grown child to see must be removed now. Number two is to check all mezuzahs. Make sure all the mezuzahs on the doors of your home are kosher without a doubt. Every mezuzah, not just the main one. Check them all twice in 7 years. Also, the tefillin you use, make sure they are checked from time to time. This is a must now. You can't imagine how many people are living in homes with mezuzahs that are possible. Now I want to talk to you about your children. You are the mothers that are in charge of precious lives, children of Hashem that must be protected. Without a doubt, they are not responsible for today's matzav. They are innocent and put into our hands for protection. We must not fail them. We must stay on top of the situation and make sure that we know where they are at all times, to make sure that they play with appropriate toys, that they play with appropriate children, appropriate friends, and most important, make sure that they continue to be mekayim the mitzvahs that they do in order to sway Beis Din Shel Mala in our favor. Children should daven, should say Tehillim, should eat only what is absolutely kosher. These are the protective devices we have for our charges. They are relying on us. We must not fail them. The children learning together in the cheder, davening together so innocently, wrapped up in their concentration in the tzvorim. This is the picture that moves hearts in Shemayim. This is how one should see our children. This is where they belong, not on the street, roaming about without purpose. Now I will write about our husbands and big sons. This country has an obligation to protect our nation from foreign invasion. Now I am talking physically about our army. The army of Israel is supposed to be a holy one. Am Yisrael always had an army, always had an obligation to protect its borders. The heads of the historical armies of Klal Yisrael were Avraham Avinu, Moshe Rabbeinu, Yehoshua, and the Hashmonaim, all great Gedolim, well-versed in Halacha and devoted to Hashem. Now we are in the hands of an army of Kofrim, of Anti-Frum, of non-believers, relying on their own strength for victory. Yidden, we must compensate. We must create our own army. How, may you ask? Who will allow us to take over? I will tell you. Our husbands and sons must create an army, a Ruchnius army. They must sit down at every opportune moment to learn Torah without a stop, without a wasted moment. This is the time of war. This is not regular time. The army is in readiness, so our army must also be ready. All Yeshiva Bochrim must realize that our Gedolim fought for their exemption to physically fight in order to ensure that they continue to learn and protect us with their learning. Today, we have no other protection. The army of Talmidei Chachamim is all we have. Men, make haste. No time to waste. You are all that we have. You are the army that counts. Take it seriously. It is a big responsibility, and it cannot be ignored. All capable men between the age of 20 and 60 are mechuyev to serve in the Holy Army. No exemptions. Each one makes a difference, not one to spare. I would like to close with a bracha and a tefillah that Hashem should protect us with great rachamim, so that there can be tremendous kiddush Hashem in the coming of Mashiach very soon.